Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So Jesus gathers his friends, his close friends, those that are in the inner circle, Peter and James and John, and they walk up the mountain. Now, as we think about mountains, even if we think of Mount Pleasant, it's a hike up a mountain. So Peter and James and John, they're hiking up this mountain. And they get to the top, and all of a sudden, they see something that they're really not quite sure of. They look again, and they're like, oh, well, there's Elijah. That's the prophets. And then there's Moses. That's the law. The things that they know from their backgrounds, from their stories, are now gathered around Jesus. Well, not really knowing what to think, and maybe even thinking that their eyes are a little wonky, because why are Elijah and Moses standing there with Jesus? And so Peter, really not knowing what else to do, says, let's build them some booths, because at the festivals of the time in the early days, to build a booth was something that was very exciting. But they're terrified. They don't know what to think. And then all of a sudden, there's this voice that we've heard before. This voice at the same time, almost the same words that we hear at the baptism of Jesus. Listen to my beloved. Listen to him. You are my child. My beloved, listen. And then all of a sudden the cloud, because think about the fog that covers around you. You can feel it. And all of a sudden it's all gone. And Moses and Elijah are not there anymore. It's just Jesus and his inner circle of friends of Peter and James and John. And I'm sure they were very puzzled over what was going on. And so they head down the mountain, and Jesus says one more thing. Oh, yeah, don't tell anybody about this until after I rise again. Okay. Really? You don't want us to tell? We can't talk about this? What is all this about? This mountaintop experience. They experience something so out of the ordinary that when you experience something so out of the ordinary, you want to run and tell people about it. And really, we do. So one of the most mountaintop experiences, out of the ordinary experiences that I have ever experienced, was at my ordination. So 29 years ago, we gathered at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Carmel, Indiana. And it was my family. They were gathered around, not just my immediate family, but my cousins and my aunts and uncles and my grandparents, my mom's mom and dad, and my dad's dad. We were gathered around, and my mentor, Stephanie Weiner, was gathered there as she had been my supervising pastor as I was in seminary. And Reuben Shears, who was my dad's boss at one point, but just a prophet in and of himself. And then my dad was gathered. And we were gathered at the front. And we had great music. But the part that sticks out was the kneeling bench that was up here, and I was told to kneel. And I kneeled down on that bench, And my dad put his hand on my head, and then Reuben and Stephanie put their hands on my head. And then the ordained clergy were called forth to put their hands and place them upon me. And you could feel the weight of it. And then my family was invited forward, and then my church family and all that were gathered were invited forward to place their hands upon the person in front of me, in front of them, and the hands began to weigh down. And then my dad began the prayer of ordination, and I could hear the voice of God. You're my beloved, my child. Listen to me. Now, I wasn't told to not share that, because if I didn't share that, I would not be living out my call. But it was a mountaintop experience, something that changed who I was. I was transfigured, that strange word. I was transfigured. I was changed. We don't hear that word transfiguration very often, but it's come kind of back into our vocabulary because of the Harry Potter movies and the Harry Potter books. They had a class called Transfiguration. And it was about change. How are you changing? How is something changing, transforming? As I was doing some studying and reading this week on transfiguration and the text and the words around it, I was reading some words from some other clergy, and one of them said, I'm not doing Transfiguration Sunday. I'm so tired of it. I'm going to follow the narrative lectionary. And I began to think, I'm like, no, it's Transfiguration Sunday. It's the time that helps us to see that we're moving from the season of Epiphany, the season of light, into the season of Lent, and the difference that happens that we need to experience. We live in a world where we want the mountaintop experiences. But really, we can't stay on that mountain. We need to come down into the valley and live and do ministry together. So my question, how is grace in this valley living the ministry of what God is calling us to do and to be? How are you living in the valley? Now, valleys don't have to be negative things. Sometimes they are. But valleys don't have to be negative. Valleys can be the everyday lives of what we're trying to do, to live into the ministry of what God is calling us to. Mountaintops. Valleys. I can think of so many mountaintop experiences because there's some things that stick out in our minds. We feel like we're on the top of the world and that everything is okay, and it's absolutely wonderful. But really, really what we need to be about is living in the valley. Living in the valleys and finding our way with others and God. Hence why Raggedy Ann and Ted, I didn't tell them that's the name, that's Ted. The love that God gives us, that holds us, is that much love. The valleys of living, of ministry, of hope, of mercy. On this Sunday of Transfiguration, may we be reminded of our mountaintop experiences, but mostly may we live in the valleys. May we know that you, I, all of us are God's beloved. Listen to God. What is God calling you to do in the valleys of life? How are you weaving your ways, weaving your way through the valley that is your life? Yes, we need these mountaintop experiences. We need them. We have to have them. But the valley is where the ministry, the Spirit, works with us to challenge us to be who God is calling us to be. So on Wednesday, we'll gather for Lent, for Ash Wednesday. And we'll be reminded of certain times and challenges that are part of our lives. And we'll be asked to open ourselves up to feel God moving within us. And we'll be changed. Because being changed is what we're called to do and be. Of all that we're gathered, all of who we are. Think about a mountaintop experience. Now, how did you live in the valley after that? What ministry are you doing? Because God has called you in the inner circle of God's friends to be Christ's disciple. Mountaintops, valleys, ministry. Will you join me in being changed through the ministry that God calls us to? Being transfigured. Being transformed into who God is calling us to be. Thanks be to God. Amen.